Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML.
Fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
So earlier in the show, we told you there was a state of emergency on the east side.
We get the words right because we can't mess this one up. But yeah, it's something to that effect. It's effect, for sure.
Lake effect. Lake effect snow. I wouldn't know anything about it because I'm a West Sider now, Kenny. We got a slight dusting. We had Izzy run over to the back window and she saw some snow. And then she was disappointed because she couldn't go out and make an Olaf, make a snowman. She couldn't do any of that. We didn't get any snow. Like this huge deluge of snow that was supposedly coming, it all is in one concentrated area. Tim Richards over on our sister station, he said they got well over 2 feet of snow.
Menor.
So he had to be out shoveling by the actual road because of the plows. He couldn't get out.
Lake County commissioners declare state of emergency. Offices are closed. County offices are closed today.
Yeah, and it was obviously crazy a few days ago because I-90 from Buffalo to Ashtabula was literally shut down. It was a parking lot. So very scary. Very scary if you were out trying to get around and let's say you didn't have your resources, you didn't have your blankets, you didn't have your phones weren't charged. Ooh. Like, what are you doing? And you've got your kids. Like, what are you supposed to do?
When's that snow going to melt?
You're right.
It's December. It's December 2nd. It ain't never going away.
Yeah, so it just kept coming. So I was wondering. I asked Tim. I said, you moving? And he's like, well, no, of course not. So people, I swear to God, all the time, people in Florida are like, you guys choose to live in Cleveland. You could move anywhere you want. Well, no, you can't because you got family. Yeah, certainly, like, our family helps take care of our kids now. So, like, no, we can't just up and move right now. Well, what if you're in Cleveland, but you're just in the snow belt? You're just in that area.
You want to move out of the snow belt, but still in the area?
Would this force you? Could it ever get so bad? Because it has not been bad in years. It really hasn't. We've been talking about the mild winters. But let's say it's like this, and it's like this for 3 straight years, where you're just getting flattened from end of November into March. Would that be cause for you to actually want to move?
I've known people who have moved because of floodplains. Like, I've known people who are like, man, so-and-so is getting flooded at so-and-so. I don't want to name names. And they've moved to different areas around here because of flooding issues and their basements and things like that. I haven't heard anybody moving because of the snow. At least out of the snow. People who seem to live in the snow belt, they know that they're in the snow belt.
Normally, they relish
like
it.
Yeah. Like I made the reference about Chardon many, many times over. And I think that Chardon, like there were some people, like when we went to the Burton Parade on Friday, there were some people who came down from Chardon and was like, we didn't get as much as we were supposed to get. Why didn't we get as much as we were supposed to get? Like, they were upset about
it. Remember,
bummed? We talked to the one guy.
Yeah.
Like, they were bummed.
They didn't want anybody else to be able to say, hey, we got crushed.
Because Chardon's supposed to be, like, the place for a million different meteorological reasons that I can't tell you about. It gets bombarded more than a lot of the other ones. This one, it wasn't. It was just Ashtabula. Well, it wasn't just Ashtabula County. Lake County, as you said. But, like, there we were. Like, I thought we were going to see.
Madison got crushed.
Yeah, I thought we were going to see a winter wonderland. When we went to Burton, and it was like, nah, there was a dusting, and it was really cold, but it wasn't snow.
You just weren't north enough?
We weren't north enough. We traveled north to Geauga County.
Well, let me ask.
We just didn't go far enough north.
All right, hold on. We got somebody here, Mitch, who is renting, right? But let's say, Mitch, that you continue on this path. You've already got your dream job working with us at this radio
what
station.
A dream.
Let's say you continue to navigate this profession and you do really well, and you get to decide, because you're not technically from up here. You're down 77. What is it? Strasburg?
Strasburg.
Yep. Strasburg. Okay.
Strasvegas.
So if you actually get your choice, you have your money for a down payment, and you get to actually buy a house, would this change your thought at all? Would lake effect snow change your thought on where you could live?
It's certainly going to be a factor now, because we barely got anything on the west side, and considering I spend about 85% of my time up here on the west side, that's probably going to be the decision.
So snow would be a basis for decision. That's interesting, because like I would have stayed on the east side had my wife not been from here.
Mitch, I have a question for you.
Sure.
We have chronicled your journey into dating and things like that. Would this snow keep you from seeing a potential prospect at this time of year?
Well, at this level, I might actually physically restrain him from being able to go see them, since the weather's so bad. But understand what he was saying there. Go ahead, Mitch.
At this rate, I might go multiple counties at this point in my life.
It's a,
that got less of a laugh than I thought it was going to.
It's been a dry, because we feel bad for you. It's been a pretty dry 2024
for you. No, it's not that bad. No, it hasn't been too bad.
Seems like it's bad. Seems like it's pretty bad.
Really hasn't.
Oh, wow. Congratulations then, Mitch.
On all my success.
On all your sexy success.
Like, I can Lake Effect sex.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Lake Effect Mitch.
That anybody listening right now in Geauga County that's been there for any period of time, or Lake County for any period of time, Ashtabula County, any period of time, they're like, guys, first of all, it's been mild the last few winters. And even, I know in Geauga, I'm from Chesterland, it's been mild out there. It has not been that bad the last few years. So they're probably hearing us talk about this now, and they're going, we can deal with this. Now, schools are closed.
Yeah.
A bunch of them, I saw it. West G was closed. Cardinal was closed. NDCL was closed. So I was just kind of looking at that area. And, you know, this was a celebration as a kid. But as an adult, when you got responsibilities, is there any number of days or weeks where this could be debilitating enough for you to be like, we're actually putting our house on the market?
I don't think so.
There is.
I don't think so. I think that eventually they just reach a point where they're going to move to Florida. Now, I don't think I'll ever be that way, because I just don't ever want to live in Florida or Arizona or really anywhere else. But I think that most people are just like, they're going to deal with it until they reach a level of their life where they're like, all right, we're going to retire and we're going to move to Florida, and that's it. That's the way, or South Carolina seems to be another place where a lot of people are moving to now. I think that that's what they're willing to do. Actually move, again, I've heard of plenty of people move over flooding and not wanting to go through the rigmarole of having to dig up some parts of their backyard.
Right,
and I understand that. I totally understand
Flooding's way more than just an inconvenience.
Oh, God.
That is altering your
foundation,
house,
the basement,
amount of money
things
that
in
you've
the basement.
Spend.
Yes, the amount of the house, the home value.
Yeah.
The whole thing. That, totally understandable. But I think when anybody, it wasn't like they just moved there and nobody told them about the snow in Ashtabula, Ohio. Like, everybody knows, like, you're going to get some, there's going to be a time where you just are not able to, like, walk out your front door because there's going to be snow there.
And they all have a plan for snow removal. So it's not as if it's, like, on the west side, there people don't own snow blowers. They don't really have anything.
I bought my best snow blower that I still have when I lived on the west side. I used it one time there, and now I use it quite frequently in Streetsboro.
That's why it's good, because it rarely got used
yeah.
when you were on the west
side. Oh, I baby it.
Aye, baby. It's meticulous care, because I just heard so many horror stories of people, they don't take care of them, and then all of a sudden you run into problems. You can't do that. No. You got to take care of that equipment.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.